Tell us a little bit about what you're tasked with this week.
A little bit of everything. I mean, obviously getting a first look at a lot of these guys. Some of these guys I've obviously seen watching college football, but when we do what we do during the season, it's tough to really get into the depth of it. So you're seeing a couple of guys, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. That guy made a couple plays in whatever game I was watching. So it's good to see them out here kind of against similar competition and see what they could do individually and talk to some guys and get and say, hey, look, I saw this guy during the season, and then get their read on it. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, and sometimes you're right and they're wrong, and you find out a couple years later, hey, that's the guy I saw out there. So I enjoy this week to kind of compare some notes and see where some of these guys are.
Can't beat 72 and sunny.
Can't beat that either. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is in Minnesota right now, but it's definitely not 72 and whatever it is right here. No, or in Jersey where I live too. Yeah. So just to let you know that.
Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Vikings. You covered us quite a bit this season. Some ups, some downs. What did you see?
Some ups, a lot of downs. I saw a team. The joke that I made was, you get whenever you host the Super Bowl, that's when you get the Super Bowl curse. For whatever reason, the Vikings got it a year early, and just some of the stuff that befell them. And to be a competitive team that was in it as long as they were in it, given all the issues with the offensive line and the injuries and all this stuff, I thought that was impressive. And even that Green Bay game, you know, I covered that game with the plane mishap and all that stuff. To come out that day and still be fighting and still play hard. I mean, I never got the sense they were going to win that day, but even after Green Bay jumped out to a lead, to be fighting that long in the game shows you the respect that they have for Mike Zimmer. So I think that there's some stuff to build on, and you just hope that all this bad stuff that went your way. I talk to guys all the time, GMs and coaches, who say sometimes it all happens in one year, and then the next year you get none of it. So that's what the Vikings have to hope for, and there are some things to build on. Adam Thielen's season was fantastic. I was just talking to somebody about him just now. There's a lot to build on right there. And you know, the quarterback situation, we'll see how it plays out, obviously, but certainly not two bad options to have there.
What do you think about the way Sam stepped into that situation right before the season started and delivered the season he did?
But not only right before the season started, to also have a coordinator change. I mean, you know, I go back to Matt Stafford a couple of years ago when they switched coordinators, and then I talked to him this past training camp, and he said it wasn't till I got into camp now where I fully feel immersed in this offense, because we stripped it down. You can't do that during the season. Now, the difference being that Sam Bradford had a history with Pat Shurmur. I get that part, but you're still rebooting again. It's really your third offense of the season. That's a tough thing to do. So you get the offseason here. If he's the guy going forward, if Teddy's a little slow to recover, however they play it out, that'll certainly be a positive for him.
Still got a lot of young stars on defense too.
Yeah. Yeah, no question about that.
Can you comment on the year that Danielle Hunter had?
Yeah, well, I saw a little bit. What I want to say about the defense is the fact that when Harrison Smith got hurt late in the year, you saw what a difference maker he was and what they were unable to do without him on the field. So you get him back, you get him healthy for a full season, that'll be a big thing. And then Hunter, you hope that he continues to come along. You've got some other guys there. Listen, the cornerback, Xavier Rhodes, played outstanding football this year, and that's a guy that I talked to him midway through the season, and he said that he just started to look at himself and not worry so much about everything going on around him and focus on his technique and all that stuff. He made another stride this year. Could be that he's going to be a guy who makes another step forward. That's another big part of that defense.